Now to the latest in a high-profile terrorism case. Three Christmases ago, a young man was on board a flight from Amsterdam to Detroit armed with a bomb. It was hidden in his underwear. The bomb malfunctioned, and the would-be suicide bomber was caught. He eventually pleaded guilty to terrorism charges. That defendant, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, was sentenced in Detroit today to life in prison without parole. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston was in the courtroom. She joins me now. And Dina, why don't you walk us through what happened in the sentencing today?
Well, you know, there's a certain protocol to these sentencing hearings. It usually starts out with victim statements, then the defendant's allowed to speak, and then the sentence itself is meted out. So there were five victims who spoke, including the flight attendant who actually put out the fire that was on Abdulmutallab when the bomb flamed, but didn't actually go off. Then we heard from Abdulmutallab himself, and he definitely wasn't repentant. When the victims were speaking, he didn't seem to be listening, and in fact, in his statement, he ended up addressing each of them, and he said that he had boarded that flight with a bomb because Mujahideen, religious warriors like him, were proud to kill in the name of God. And then in his statement, he mentioned Osama bin Laden and the American-born radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, and he said the two of them lived on through jihadists like him.
So after that statement from the defendant came the sentence from the judge, life in prison without parole.
Yes, Judge Nancy Edmonds, you know, listened to his statement, and he had pleaded guilty to 8 counts of terrorism and attempted murder charges, and she basically gave him the maximum sentence for every count. And I don't think that outcome was much of a surprise.
Dina, we heard you mention the American-born cleric Anwar al-Awlaki. Talk about his role in this plot.
Yes, well, you remember al-Awlaki is that radical cleric who may be best known as a propagandist for al-Qaeda's arm in Yemen. He had this huge presence and a Facebook page and a lot of English-speaking followers. What we knew about Abdulmutallab was that he had said he was inspired by him. What is new are these details that came out in this court document that was supposed to help the judge make a decision about the sentencing. And that document revealed the extent of al-Awlaki's role in the plot. Abdulmutallab told investigators that he went to Yemen in search of al-Awlaki, and he wanted to martyr himself. And he eventually actually went to al-Awlaki's house in the desert and trained with him for several days. And he said al-Awlaki connected him with an al-Qaeda bomb maker who actually constructed the underwear bomb and even helped him make his martyrdom video.
Was Abdulmutallab basically saying that al-Awlaki was the mastermind, the instigator, ordering this attack then?
Yes, essentially. And the reason why this is so important is because al-Awlaki was killed by a U.S. drone strike in Yemen late last year. And it was a very controversial strike because al-Awlaki was born in New Mexico. He's an American. And the Obama administration said he was an operational threat, but they never provided any evidence to back that up. The release of these details from the Abdulmutallab case are a start. I mean, we're expecting the Attorney General, Eric Holder, to talk about the legal justification for killing al-Awlaki any time now. I mean, we understand that there's a speech being prepared to at least address the issue. And we don't know when that speech is going to be given, but it seems that the details in this Abdulmutallab filing could be readying the ground for that.
And, Dina, as for the so-called underwear bomber, where will he be serving this sentence of life in prison?
It's unclear, although I asked a U.S. prosecutor about this, and she said more than likely he would be at the Supermax in Florence, Colorado, where a lot of these other convicted terrorists are also serving their time.
Okay, Dina, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. We were talking about the sentencing today of Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, the so-called underwear bomber in Detroit.